Increasing hull efficiency to reduce our footprint. The route to sustainable yachting is long and challenging. With the launch of Blue Nautic, Heesen is committed to taking first steps to reduce the industry's impact on our planet. One of the most effective ways to improve fuel efficiency is through hull design, and Heesen has turned hull efficiency into a science. First-time visitors to the Heesen shipyard will surely remember the moment they pass through the doors from the reception area into Shed 1. In contrast to the rest of the shipyard, this is a traditional building shed, not a dry dock, which means you are in for a close encounter with the impressive bow and hull of the yacht in build. It's historic ground for Heesen, with over 40 years of history and continuous evolution in hull design. Senior naval architect Sjoerd van Herk hasn't been around for that long, but together with his design team, he can draw on the collective know-how and innovations of the many yachts created here. But there's one yacht in particular that speaks to the imagination of everyone at Heesen: Octopussy. She was designed to be the world's fastest superyacht back in 1988. Against all odds, she crushed the speed record at 53.17 knots and put the relatively unknown shipyard from Oss on the map. This incredible performance was not only the result of her striking speedboat-like hull shape and potent MTU waterjet propulsion, says van Herk, but also because of her clever lightweight construction. Using experimental honeycomb interior paneling to keep the weight and drag to a minimum. This obsession with weight saving and efficiency is still omnipresent at Heesen. The science of efficiency. Obsession or science? Let's start with a simple definition of hull efficiency. Hull efficiency basically means that you want to minimize drag, so you need less engine power to propel the yacht, explains van Herk. There are two ways to reduce drag, either by optimizing the hull design or by reducing the weight. Less weight means less displacement. That's why Heesen specializes in building in aluminium. Although this lightweight material requires special skills to weld and innovative construction solutions with larger vessels, the performance and efficiency benefits are significant. Heesen's 80.07-meter Project Cosmos, the world's largest and fastest all-aluminium superyacht, boasts a patented backbone construction to build longitudinal strength into the hull. The result? 150 tons saved compared to an equivalent steel hull, resulting in an incredible top speed of 29 knots and a considerable increase in fuel efficiency at cruising speeds. Balancing efficiency and stability. Of course, Cosmos is an extreme example, but hull efficiency is at the heart of every Heesen yacht, van Herk explains. We always start with the owner's wish list, which then leads to a first sketch of the general arrangement. We know that a canoe-shaped yacht with a long hull and a narrow beam is good for efficiency. At the same time, we want the yacht to be stable and spacious to accommodate all the client's wishes. But there's always a sweet spot, balancing efficiency and stability. To reach the required top speed, naval architects are hesitant to simply add installed power. Bigger engines cause extra weight, so you end up in a downward spiral with a yacht that's a little bit faster, but extremely inefficient. The trick is to use as little power as possible by optimizing the hull form. A perfect example is 50-meter Project Sapphire. For this new series, Heesen's in-house team of naval architects created an optimized low-drag hull with a reduced transom depth and propeller tunnels to allow for a shallower shaft angle. With these refinements, Sapphire requires 12% less installed power to reach the same speeds. Revolution in naval architecture. These impressive results are only possible thanks to a revolution in naval architecture, enabled by computational fluid dynamics, CFD testing. Naval architecture truly has evolved into a science, says van Herk. In the old days, you would draw a hull based on experience, which you would then fine-tune by performing tank tests. Nowadays, we still use tank tests, but only to verify the computer data that we are already very sure of. Over the years, Heesen has pioneered radical new hull designs together with long-standing partner Van Ussanen Naval Architects. In 2005, Van Ussanen were one of the first to employ CFD. Ever since, they have been feeding their supercomputer with many different simulations, making CFD testing just as realistic and reliable as tank testing. FDHF, efficient at any speed. The joint CFD pioneering work of Heesen and Van Ussanen has led to one of the biggest breakthroughs in naval architecture, the fast displacement hull form, which debuted in 2013 on 65-meter Galactica Star. What's unique about the FDHF is that it's efficient throughout the whole speed spectrum, explains Van Herk. Before that, you either had hard-chined, high-speed yachts or round-bilged, low-speed yachts. Instead, the FDHF is a round-bilged hull, combined with a newly developed bulb, which turned out to be efficient at any speed, reducing fuel consumption by as much as 30%. The FDHF has improved even further over the years, with the latest version implemented on Project Cosmos. But also in other departments, efficiency is gained. More recently, Heesen has been optimizing the propeller design with CFD, which helps to improve noise levels on board. Another development is the integrated exhaust design, which also reduces drag. What does the future hold? The emphasis on sustainability has placed even more importance on hull efficiency, and Heesen will continue to push innovation with every new yacht. What will the future of naval architecture for superyachts look like? Van Herk is uncertain, but hazards a guess. In water sports like wind and kite surfing, we see all kinds of hydrofoils evolving, he says. You can even spot them on speedboats and tenders. I think it's only a matter of time before we see them on larger vessels. Superyachts with hydrofoils? I don't know. We still have a lot to learn, and we probably need to rethink everything we know about hull forms. But it's an exciting idea and an incentive for the industry to build lighter boats.